How about some Kawaii EDM Moe Mix from DJ Seahorse, who will be performing at 5 p.m. on the third floor, the theater, at the Anvil Center, at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo, June 14th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's an all-day event, and the Last Seahorse will be gracing us with their presence live at 5 p.m. in the theater. You can check them out in VR chat and on Twitch. Amazing. A custom-built DJ rig. Super cool. I'm super excited. I'm over the moon that we have such an amazing community and thousands of people come to this event, and it's always so nice to have everybody come by. I'm going to do my best to get some interview content for next week's episode as well, and would highly recommend you to keep up with Bitcoover FM on our social media as we post. And if you go check out the Bitcoover Instagram right now, the new t-shirt is live, everybody. Yeah. Shut up and take my money. T-shirts are going to be $30 Canadian, $20 USD. And what do they look like? Well, they are a beautiful pastel cherry blossom pink with the three-row Bitcoover, our logo, in black, green, and white to evoke the cherry blossoms, the sakura, maybe even some dango if you like Japanese sweets. I was in Japan earlier this year during the winter, and it made me think, oh, dang, this would be super sweet in the spring as well, too. And I went to Nagoya and Kyoto and Tokyo two times, and then I went up and spent a week in Hokkaido, and it was very snowy and wonderful, and I saw red pandas, and I went to retro video game stores, and I saw ice carving. I went to Akihabara, and I bought a Hatsune Miku figure in Sapporo, and I went to the Nagoya Castle, and I ate a lot of food, and I had a lot of chuhais on the Shinkansen, so that was good times as well. That was amazing. That episode, the post-Japan trip, will be available, as will other episodes for your listening pleasure on the Bitcoover SoundCloud. That's where we archive things, soundcloud.com/Bitcoover, BITCOUVER. I am super excited to get these t-shirts in my hand. They should be finished printing tomorrow, and I will go grab them. Shout outs to Coastal Rain in Vancouver for printing the t-shirts this year. For those of you who want to purchase a t-shirt, please come by at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. They will be available. They'll be $30 Canadian, $20 US, cash or e-transfer, whatever works for you. Four sizes are available: small, medium, large, and extra large. We only have a couple in the small and extra large. Most of them are going to be medium and large. And when they're gone, they're gone. It's an exclusive one this year. That's how Bitcoover does our merch. We'll have some stickers from previous years as well, too. So if you missed out on those, you can grab some Bitcoover stickers. But I am super excited. I'll be wearing my Bitcoover shirt all day, as should you. Want us to tell you about the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo. If you want to follow all their exploits and hype up over the next couple of days, you can, of course, follow their social media. Pretty much everything is Van Retro Gaming on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and more. The website with full schedule, detailed breakdown, and link to buy your tickets is VancouverGamingExpo.com. Tickets are available. They are $25 Canadian, and you can buy them at the website. You can buy them at Game Deals on Columbia Street in New West. You can also get them at the door. However, the lineups are going to be long. Would highly recommend you to get your ticket now. Digital guide is available. It gives you a list of everybody in the vendor hall and artist alley, who's going to be playing, musical performances, guest panels, gaming tournaments. We'll talk about those gaming tournaments next. But let's listen to a little bit of DJ Seahorse with a Kawaii EDM Moe mix. I don't know, I've been getting into VTubers. I think they're pretty fun. If I had to choose my favorites at the moment, I would say Fillion, because Fillion's just ridiculous. And is also, she's a really good dancer. And Mokoko. I'm a big fan of Mokoko from Fuamoko. The cutest anime dogs. Anime dog girls? Sure. But yeah, Mokoko is great. And I also like the fact that it's English and Japanese. There are a lot of VTubers that are one or the other. But Mokoko is both. Super cool. All right, a little bit of DJ Seahorse for ya. I'm going to grab some water. We'll be right back. This is Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. Aren't you enjoying this music? I am. DJ Seahorse is great. They will be performing live at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo June 14th. That is this Saturday, everybody, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets, $25. Grab them now. It's going to be a big lineup. Going to be amazing. Super cool. You can check out The Last Seahorse. Their website is, I believe, thelastseahorse.com. Yep. The Last Seahorse. They are available on a lot of different stuff. The mixes that we're playing right now are from their YouTube channel. They have two YouTube channels. One is DJ Seahorse and one is The Last Seahorse. So it'll be interesting to see what music they play in the theater, third floor. 5 p.m. is when their set goes live at the Retro Gaming Expo. Speaking of things that also happen at the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo, we have tournaments. You heard right. Gaming tournaments are there. These are going to be up on the fourth floor. And they're going to be intense. At 11:30, we have Mario Kart 64. 32 players, single elimination. Registration begins at 11. At 12, at high noon, we got Killer Instinct. Begins registration at 11. Looks like registration is at 11 for all of these. So get in early. Basically, if you want to be part of the tournament, as soon as you get in the door, go up and get registered. Killer Instinct, classic 1v1 fighting game. Super Smash Bros. 64 at 1 p.m. 64 players, single elimination. 1:30, Super Mario Kart for the SNES. 32 players, single elimination. 2:30, GoldenEye 007, also known as GoldenEye 64. Odd job, only playable by people under 4 foot height. Who wrote that? Brian, did you write that? 64 players, single elimination. Old school multiplayer FPS. At 3 p.m., we have the Tetris tournament. 32 players, single elimination. At 4 p.m., we have Mario Kart Double Dash, the GameCube version of Legends. 64 players, single elimination. At 4:30, we have Street Fighter 2. 32 players, single elimination. 5:30, Super Smash Bros. Melee. 64 players, single elimination. And to cap things off, 6 o'clock, Dr. Mario. 32 players, single elimination. That's going to be amazing. If you win, come down and talk to us, and we'll get you a free sticker. So if you win a tournament, come by. We'll get you some stickers. It'll be great. Those tournaments are going to be up on the fourth floor, which is also where the Chilliwack Retro Computing Club is. They are good friends of the show. I will hope to get some deep dive interview content with them this year. They always have an amazing spread of just everything old and wonderful and retro. They are super, super good. You can find information about them on Facebook. They have a private group on Facebook, Chilliwack Retro. Information is also available on the Chilliwack City page. Let's just scroll down here. Here it is. ChilliwackRetro@gmail.com. They have a website, which is a Facebook page. Here we go. Apple, TRS-80, Commodore, Z80CP, and CPM, PC-DOS, IBMs, PDP-11s, VAX, IBM System 34, 36, 38, Unix, mainframe computers, the ENIAC, the Manchester Baby, calculator, slide rules, Babbage engines, homebrew computers, SBCs, Raspberry Pis, and chip, emulation, retro computing, single board computing, microcontrollers, including Arduino, pickaxe, MSP430, basic stamp, chiptuning computer, music. Amazing. And if you're interested in hanging out with them, meetings are held monthly at the Sardis branch of the Fraser Valley Regional Library. Super good stuff. I love the Chilliwack Retro Computing Club. I could spend my entire expo just looking at that technology. One of my favorite parts about this program is the fact that you really can hear the evolution of technology through people's music and expression, through hardware, going back to some of the earliest forms of synthesis in the 1920s and 30s, tube computing in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, synthesizers in their early stages, modular synthesis, MIDI and digital synthesis and FM synthesis, sound chips, tracker music, and the evolution of storage and technology and how that all plays with it. So if you want to like properly nerd out and geek out, you've got to go check out the Chilliwack Retro Computing Club on the fourth floor of the Anvil Center, which is where the, that's right everybody, the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo is being held this weekend, June 14th. Amazing stuff. And also would highly recommend you to go check out, when you're done being an amazing member of the retro gaming community here, why don't you walk down, if you're interested, go check out Mood Swing Bar, run by CJSF alumni Ricky. Shout out Ricky, we love you bud. Also plays in a killer band, Anchorus, love their music. Mood Swing, 655 Front Street is going to be hosting a retro games cocktail pop-up from 5 p.m. till late. Drinks based on Castlevania, Super Metroid, Earthbound, and Kirby's Dream Land. And it's a collab event between Mood Swing Bar and Counter Culture Cocktails. So good. Let's listen to a little bit more of DJ Seahorse, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about a few other things we've got here, and we'll listen to a little bit more music from some of the artists. I'd like to play a little bit more of Seahorse, DJ Seahorse, maybe a few more tracks from Pope Anaganti, and of course we got to get some Danny B style in there. And then I do have a couple of other tracks I want to play just because it's Tuesday and we can do that right here on Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back, dear netizens, to the Virtual Plaza. This is Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Today we are, of course, hyping you up for the Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo happening June 14th. That is this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street in downtown New Westminster, B.C. Tickets are available right now at VancouverGamingExpo.com. You can get them at Game Deals, which is the retro gaming store on Columbia Street, just up the road from the Anvil Center. And you can, of course, get your tickets at the door. Tickets are $25 Canadian. Best deal in town. Amazing. And, of course, Bitcoover FM is going to be there. We've got our table. We'll have brand new t-shirts for you available. T-shirts are going to be $30 Canadian, $20 US. We have a few sizes available, small, medium, large, and extra large. Brand new design inspired by the Sakura, the cherry blossoms. We had a pretty good cherry blossom season this year. The shirts themselves are a nice pastel light pink color with black, green, and white cascading text in honor of the blooming Sakura. And they say Bitcoover on them. That's all they say, because that's all you need to know. It's Bitcoover. Bitcoover FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. We're going to be on the third floor. We've been listening to a Kauai EDM Moe mix from DJ Seahorse, who will be performing live at 5 p.m. in the theater, which is where Bitcoover FM will be. Also, the band merch will be there. Support the artist, buy the merch, all that good stuff. That's going to be amazing. I'm super excited because normally I'm down in the vendor hall and artist alley. Go support all the vendors and the artists. It's amazing stuff. Big shout-outs to Capital City Arcade. Big shout-outs to Sam Kalinske. I'm so excited. Got to get these names right. Of course, Chilliwack Retro Computing Club up on the fourth floor. Game Deals. Mini Eggy. Toasty Prince. Robin T, Archangel Wolf, Kintsugi Tattoos, Malenko, L. Linry, Great North Games, Jelly Ultra, Miguel Molina, Radical Imp, Pindy Gamer, Odara. And of course, there's going to be lots of video games and collectibles and retro hardware available for sale. Panels. Let's talk about panels for a moment, shall we? In addition to all this amazing stuff, there are also going to be some really cool panels. Those will be up on the fourth floor hanging out with the tournaments at 11:30. The Chilliwack Retro Computing Club keynote. Mind Flare Retro, aka Mark Tocheri, I think. Growing up in the dawn of the personal computer age, Mind Flare Retro is one of the OG retro computing hobbyists whose enthusiasm dates back to a time when personal computing was new and there was a lot less historic retro to think about. Through his video postings, MindFlare Retro demonstrates that repairing is an inevitable component of collecting anything electronic. Ain't that the truth? While his YouTube repair videos are a great resource to the Commodore community, he became an internet celebrity in part to his participation in the Apple P2E project as the Canadian contributor to the Think Different Challenge, together with fellow vlog channels Parafractic's Retro Recipes, Jan Beta, and the 8-Bit Guy. We all know the 8-Bit Guy. He'll be sharing his experiences spanning the earliest days of personal computing and how that evolved into a hobby that he shares with the world through his YouTube videos. Amazing. He'll be appearing through Zoom because it's the future and we can do that. At 11:30... From Gamers to Creators, a conversation with Vancouver indie video game studio Seance Collective. Super cool. Studio was awarded a grant from Creative BC to create a prototype for a game called The Dream Recorder. In 2024, they developed plants, properties, and equipment for the Canadian artist A.O. Roberts. In 2025, they received funding from the Canadian Media Fund prototyping program to work on their latest in-house IP, Super City Manager. They'll be able to hear how Sands Collective got their start in the industry, learn about how indie studios are launched, and discover how to navigate funding streams and opportunities. At 12:45, our boy John Hancock longtime collector of video games, and one of the original organizers of the Portland Retro Gaming Expo. Shoutouts to PDX. John went on to establish a YouTube channel where he uploads weekly content that covers everything from Atari to Xbox. At 1:30, we have Fiddledoo presenting the Video Game Music Challenge. Oh, should we? Maybe. Quick, do you think you know what game that song is from? Are you ready for the ultimate VGM challenge? 3 rounds, 9 panelists, chosen from the audience, but only one winner. Test your video game know-how and listen closely because you could be crowned the winner of Fiddledoo's Video Game Music Challenge. Host Fiddledoo is best known for adding lyrics to video game music, but her expertise in the video game music world goes as far back as the early 2010s, where she helped with internet radio stations such as Radio Nintendo, Radio Whirlwind, and Radio Sega. At 2 o'clock, we have the Happy Console Gamer, YouTube's longest-running video game show for 17 years, created and hosted by Johnny Millennium. Joined by his wife, Kim, and his good friend, Rob Mann, they will discuss what it is like being behind the scenes of creating a YouTube show for so long.